Back now with Day to Day. Vashti Bunyan was a shy teenage Londoner back in 1964 when she decided to try becoming a folk pop singer. It didn't work out too well, and after several years, Vashti gave up on music, only to discover 40 years later that, in fact, she does have some kind of musical career. She told the story to music journalist Christian Bortle.
Winter is blue, living is gone.
Back in the mid-1960s, Andrew Oldham, manager of the Rolling Stones, saw something promising in a quiet young singer-songwriter named Vashti Bunyan. And he brought her into the studio to record a single called Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Oldham himself presided over the session.
Oh yeah, he was there, Mick Jagger was there, everybody was there, but nobody really spoke to me, and I certainly didn't speak to anybody. I was way too shy. Though I had huge ego about my songs, I thought these were great and everybody should listen to these, but as a person, I had no way of persuading anybody. I was just way too shy and pretty much merged with the wallpaper, I think.
You can hear Bunyan's shyness in her soft, tentative singing. She says that despite years of trying to overcome it, singing more forcefully just doesn't suit her.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes.
Bunyan spent 3 years recording demos and singles with Oldham and others, but despite her own great expectations, she made little headway. And in 1967, she decided she'd had enough. But if Bunyan's arrival on the London music scene had caused little fanfare, her departure 3 years later did raise some eyebrows, if only those of her parents. Bunyan had been living with her boyfriend in the woods behind his art school.
But we got thrown out of there, and that's what gave us the idea. Well, if we're always going to be thrown out of places, what we need is something that we can move around in. But we haven't got any money. And so we thought, well, we need a horse to pull our cart, because horses don't need petrol. And so with ideas like this, I mean, we were so innocent, and yet we carried out these ideas, and we did get a horse, and we did get a cart, and we did take to the road to travel to the northern part of Scotland.
I don't know why it is, but I sometimes feel that I have to get away.
As she made her slow pilgrimage to Scotland by horse and cart, Bunyan thought she was done with recording, though she continued to write new songs. But a chance meeting with the well-known folk music producer Joe Boyd convinced her to go back into the studio once more to document her journey and record her new songs.
Just another diamond day, just a blade of grass, just another bale of hay, and the horses pass.
The result was Just Another Diamond Day, an album that, much like her earlier efforts, came and went, causing hardly a ripple in the pop music firmament.
People dismissed it as nursery rhymes for children, as just being very insignificant, I think, in its own day. It was really totally dismissed. And I just thought, oh, well, I've made another mistake. They must be right, it must be rubbish, and so I'm never going to pick up a guitar again. So I didn't.
Come wind, come rain, we're off again. Our muddy boots blood down the lane.
Bunyan made good on her promise.
It was like taking a whole part of myself and putting it in a big cupboard and putting a padlock on it. I mean, it was painful.
Instead, she spent the next 30 years raising a family and farm animals in rural Scotland.
I didn't play or sing to my children. I did teach my oldest son to play guitar, but apart from that, I just didn't touch it.
Didn't want to be the one who's left behind.
Then, a few years ago, while surfing the web, Bunyan was amazed to find that the music she'd given up for good was actually alive and well. In fact, Just Another Diamond Day and other of her early recordings were becoming underground cult classics to a new generation of indie artists.
It is extraordinary that people understand that album so much more now than it was ever understood in its own day.
Days going by in clouds of flour and whitewashing.
In 2004, Diamond Day was re-released. And in 2005, Bunyan put out her first batch of new songs in 35 years on a thoughtful, bittersweet album called Look Aftering.
When I first got on the internet and realised that Diamond Day hadn't just disappeared off the face of the earth and that people were listening to the song still, it made me able to pick up my guitar again and get some kind of meaning back from it for myself.
Don't waste this dance on me, my love. Step and glide the way you do.
Bunyan is still shy, still bedeviled by issues of self-confidence. But more than 40 years after she made her first tentative steps down the path towards a musical life, she's now finally leading it. She's set up a small home studio, and with no more children in the house, she's happily hard at work on her next batch of quiet, carefully crafted little folk pop poems.
I'm writing about more particular things, more particular feelings and emotions and relationships. I'm just trying to dig a little deeper, maybe. But I've only got 5 songs so far, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Well, hurry up.
I know. Oh, come on, I got 30 years.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
Vashti Bunyan's latest release is called Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, Singles and Demos, 1964 to 1967. You can hear songs from Vashti Bunyan's new CD at nprmusic.org. And Christian Bordahl is a music journalist and producer at member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.